laser CCTVs to solve UK Yabari problem. 4th of April, 2007. This is Reverend Simulator for UNnews. Middlesbrough, England. CCTV cameras fitted with futuristic sci-fi weaponry that incinerate antisocial yobs and criminals are to be installed across the country. The phaser spy cameras are being set up in 20 areas across the country after a successful pilot scheme in Middlesbrough where about 176 layabouts were destroyed. The test project saw vandals obliterated by super-accurate laser fighter and litterbugs having their atoms sent into the next dimension by antimatter pulse weapons. Said one youth this morning, quote, "It's like a scene from fricking War of the Worlds on my estate, or maybe Terminator," unquote. Console workers in a control center monitored pictures from 12 talking cameras in the town and destroyed people on the street at the flick of a switch, regardless of the severity of the matter. One worker said, quote, "Only yesterday I disintegrated an OAP granny who had wantonly pushed in front of a bus queue. You have no idea how good that felt," unquote. However, the initial scheme was not without its problems. Last month, a temporary council worker accidentally left a CCTV camera on mass kill setting, and, quote, "Well, Middlesbrough town center was destroyed. But these kinds of teething problems must be expected. All in all, the scheme has been otherwise well received, and we look forward to rolling this out nationwide," unquote. This from council spokesman Cecil Wildebeest. The scheme has also been criticized by opponents as a little over the top. One campaigner said shortly after having the top of his head cleaved off by a laser, quote, "Only the other week, two lads were wiped off the face of the planet for urinating in a shop door. Isn't that a little harsh?" unquote. But the Home Secretary has insisted it was proven to work, and communities sharing nearly £100,500,000 in grants to adapt cameras would feel the benefits. John Reed says, quote, "We are pioneering new national law enforcement technologies that Judge Dredd would be proud of. I don't see anyone complaining when he dishes out summary justice," unquote. Fictional comic book character Judge Dredd was unavailable for comment last night. This has been Reverend Simulator for UNnews. Thank you for suffering.